Almost every time I resent my partner for doing something, it's because he's doing something that I feel like I'm not allowed to do. Often because I don't allow myself to do it. And this has proven to be true with all my couples clients too, like all of them. So I had to come tell you guys. What happens is, if you feel like you're not allowed to express your emotions, be messy, be imperfect, then when your partner expresses their emotions, is messy and is imperfect, you resent them. If you feel like you're not allowed to rest, then when your partner rests, you think they're lazy, just like you would think you're lazy if you rest. You resent them for resting because you're not allowed to. I spoke about this on my Instagram, and this commenter was like, wait, is this why I don't like kids? Because when I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to do the kid things. So kids who act like kids make me mad. It's so true. Every time we have a resentment, if we stop and we go, would I allow myself to do that? Or do I think that if I did that, that would make me lazy or unlovable or unworthy or unimpressive? We can stop and go, oh, is that true? This isn't always true in an abusive relationship or when you're with a narcissist or any of that. But if you're in a relationship with somebody who really wants to be a good partner and you really want to be a good partner and you still have resentment bubbling up, this pause has been so valuable. And it's great news because the only way to stop resenting your partner for doing things that actually aren't bad is to stop resenting yourself for doing them. It is the most beautiful incentive to start loving and caring for yourself, to start resting, to start taking a break. Rest has been a big one in my sessions with people. To start expressing your emotions, that's been a huge one with the often male partners in my heterosexual relationships that I do couple sessions for. The man will get kind of frustrated that the woman has all these emotions. And when I ask, do you feel like you have as many emotions or you're allowed to express them when you do? His answer is usually like, well, no, I would never. And that's where I'm like, but you're human. Let's talk through that. Why? What emotions do you feel like would make you weak? When she has them, do you feel like she's being weak? It's really cool. It's so cool. Okay, that's a heavy nugget. So we're going to keep this episode short. Mull it over. And the great news is this is going to give you an indication where you resent other people as an indication of where you resent yourself, aka where you can give yourself some more love and compassion. If you want to untangle that and unwind it, like where is this coming from? Why can't I release this resentment for myself? I do one-on-one sessions. I do couple sessions and I have free workshops and paid workshops. I got a bunch of stuff. So just go look at my links in the description. Okay. I hope you love your day. I hope you love you. Good morning.